is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Prophetic Secrets of Earthly Jerusalem, City of the Great Serpent. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is Cody Johnson with In the Garden, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
He speaks, and the sound of His voice is so sweet. Birds hush their singing, and the melody that He gave to me within my heart is ringing. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
And I stay in the garden with Him, though the night be falling around me, but He bids me go through the void. source of woe, his voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
I was talking last week at the end of the program about that God had identified Jerusalem as a very wicked city. A very wicked city. In fact, Revelation 11 says that Jerusalem will be spiritual Sodom and Egypt in the last days. Think about that. Think about that. What two names could be worse? Sodom, the source of all sexual lust and horrible sin and degradation, and Egypt, where man's government, the Pharaoh, sought to be a god upon this planet. Sodom and Egypt, and that's what Jerusalem is in the last days. And that is in the book of Revelation. Now, it's interesting that God puts that in the book of Revelation, chapter 11. But if you go to that's the 66th book of the Bible. But if you go to the first book, to Genesis, God talks about Abraham and says to Abraham that whoever blesses Abraham, they will be blessed. And whoever curses Abraham, they will be cursed. Now, the evangelical church takes that and makes Abraham, takes out the word Abraham and says Israel. Now, Israel is not even mentioned as existing in the whole book of Genesis. But there we have a horrible situation. Because God clearly says that Sodom and Egypt, spiritual Sodom and Egypt, is Jerusalem in the last days. But the evangelicals tell us we must bless that. We must bless Israel. We must bless Jerusalem. And if we do, if we give them money and all of our attention and all of our treasures and boost them in the world, and if we bless them, then God will bless us. Clearly, God is confused, isn't he? Well, no, he's not. God is never confused. It's our minds that are warped and entangled. Because in Genesis, the first book in the Bible, God is talking about Abraham. And he will be the father of many nations, not just Israel. So you see, right away they lie to you and tell us that you must bless Israel. But it says there, Abraham. And he's the father of many nations. So they start off lying, telling you about Israel, and boasting of that great city. Now, I mentioned to you that Jesus identified Jerusalem as not only Sodom and Egypt, but as that great city that's responsible for the blood of the saints, the prophets. And actually, of all the people that have ever lived on the face of the planet. You see, the Jews cried out when Pilate said that he intended to release Jesus. They said, no, crucify him. And
And Pilate said, would you have me crucify your king? And they said, let his blood be on our heads and that of our children. Well, they knew blood. Now, Matthew chapter 23 says very clearly that Jerusalem is responsible for killing the prophets. Verse 37 says, O Jerusalem, Jesus cried out, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets. Verse 33 calls them serpents, generation of vipers. They're going to hell. How can you escape the damnation of hell, Jesus tells them. He says, behold, I said unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city. That, listen to this, upon you, Jerusalem, upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth. That's it. They said, let the blood be on our heads. And Jesus told them, I'm putting it all on your head. All the blood that's ever been shed. Of all the prophets. Of all the wise men. Now, in chapter 17 of Revelation, it talks about mystery Babylon the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And listen to what John said. He said, and I saw the woman, that's the woman, the great whore of Babylon. She's decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. She has a golden cup in her hands full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And he says, and I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Oh. She's responsible for the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus. It says so in Revelation. That's Mystery Babylon. And what does it say in Matthew? Jesus said, you're responsible for the blood of all the saints, of all the people that have ever lived, actually everyone on earth. You see how that fits together? But then Revelation 18, verse 24 says, and in her, that's Mystery Babylon, was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. There it is again, three times, twice in Revelation and once in Matthew. Jesus identifies this great city. Mystery Babylon the Great. You see, Isaiah and all of the Old Testament prophets used Babylon as a code name. There is a city known as Babylon. It's heaps of ruins today. But it was a code word, and it actually applied to Jerusalem, to Israel. The Jews sacrificed their children to Moloch, it says in the book of Amos in the Old Testament. Wow. They worshiped Baal, the devil. Now, think about that, folks. You see what we have here? God is telling us this is a wicked city known as Sodom and Egypt. Spiritually, Sodom and Egypt, and it's responsible for all the blood that's ever been shed, especially of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus and the prophets. They kill all the prophets. They kill all their own prophets. And they refuse to obey them. They beat Jeremiah, of course, beat him, threw him in a prison cell with mud up to, boy. They never trusted in their prophets. They didn't believe in Moses either. They went a-whoring after the other gods. As soon as Moses got out of sight almost, they went a-whoring after other gods. And now here they are in Revelation as Mystery Babylon the Great, drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. This is a wicked city, folks. This is a wicked city. Now, why is it so wicked? Because it turned away Jesus. It slew him. They had the opportunity. Jesus came to them. He brought the gospel of the kingdom first to the Jews and then the Gentiles. after the Jews rejected him. And thus God gives no precedence, no love at all for Jerusalem. It's a wicked city. Now, you who have visited the Holy Land and you've taken these tours and you come back saying, oh, I love Jerusalem. Oh, I'm so inspired. Oh, I'm really? Oh, that's the city of God. That's my city. I'm a Christian and that's my city. Really? You know, Paul didn't think that at all. The Apostle Paul, he was a Jew. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. He said to Christians that you did receive a kingdom. Wherefore, we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. But as far as a city goes, you have a kingdom. The kingdom of God is within you, my friends. And greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. But in chapter 13 of Hebrews, Paul reveals some secrets here. First, he says, be not carried away or carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. Don't believe in these diverse and strange doctrines. For here, verse 14 says, for here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Do you get that, folks? Here we have no continuing city. Well, I'm a citizen of, I don't know, Muskogee, Oklahoma, or Toledo, Ohio, or Washington, D.C. If you're a Christian, you're a citizen of heavenly Jerusalem. But you have no city on this earth that you can call your own. And you know that Paul said that was true of all the prophets of the Old Testament? Moses, Abraham, Isaiah, Jeremiah. They did not look to Jerusalem. Now everybody says, oh, they all worshiped Jerusalem. They all saw Jerusalem. They all, oh, that they loved Jerusalem. They have no continuing city, and we have none either. Now let me read that again. Let me make sure you understood it. Verse 14, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14 says, for here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. That's heavenly Jerusalem. Now, what do you think about Jerusalem? It's that wicked city. It's that city that's responsible for all the blood that's ever been shed. The martyrs of Jesus. The prophets. Paul said, that's not my city. He was a learned Jew. He certainly would have embraced Jerusalem. No, that's not my city, he says. Not my city. It's the city of the rich men. From there, they control the world. Of course, the 18 million Jews are all in all the world now. And they're rich, very rich. They're the 1% that we talk about. But listen to what James. James was the brother of Jesus. The brother of Jesus. He knew about Jerusalem. He was a Jew. He says, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? If you're a friend of this world, you're not a friend of God's. Boy, now that's a shocker, isn't it? If you're a friend of this world, you're not a friend of God. You're an enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Well, I love Jerusalem. I love that holy dirt. Do you really? You love Sodom and Egypt? You love the city that's responsible for the death of Jesus, that's contrary to all men, that hates Jesus, that hates his mother, that hates you, despises you, that says in their Talmud that you're nothing but a piece of cattle, and you'll be put to death when they get their kingdom. You're going to be put to death. How? By beheading. That's what the Jews say in their Talmud. You'll be beheaded. Oh, now, where have I heard about people being beheaded? Well, that would be Revelation 13. The beast. Those who don't go along with and taking the mark or the name or the number of the beast, why, they're going to be beheaded. Oh, it all goes together, my friends. Now, let's talk about these rich men. James had a lot to say about them. Think about this. He said, go to now, ye rich men. That means listen up. Listen up, you rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Wow. Listen up, Bank of America. Listen up, Barclays Bank, Bank of England. Listen up, Federal Reserve Bank, World Bank, International Monetary Fund. Your riches are corrupted. Your garments are moth-eaten. Oh, you wear that $1,000 tailored suit? Oh, it's not going to be good for anything. Verse 3 says, of chapter 5 of James says, your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. When is that going to occur? In the last days. Hey, go ahead. Get all the gold you can. Put it in your safe. Put it in the banks, in their vaults. You need all that gold, don't you? You're gonna use all that gold and silver. Absolutely, you'll need it. But you've heaped treasure for the last days. Jesus said, take advantage of the mammon of unrighteousness. Take advantage of that. When your time has come, when you leave this planet, when you die, it's going to do you a lot of good. Sure it is. The mammon of unrighteousness. That's what Jesus called it.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.